T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stoney, we have more details the Darius Slay move.
Yes, we do. Darius Slay traded for a third and a fifth. Eagles have the 85th pick. And I'm not sure about the fifth-round selection, but we do know what the compensation Darius Slay is going to get, and he's going to be a pretty happy camper. The deal will pay him a three-year, he agreed a three-year deal, $50 million extension.
Wow.
That includes $30 million guaranteed. And I don't think he was getting near that here anyway. So I understand that, but I still think, you know, whatever. And hey, correct me if I'm wrong. They wanted a first at the trading deadline, couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. They probably could have got a second and something else, maybe a second
at
and a fifth.
At the trading deadline.
At the trading deadline.
Yeah.
And decided, no, we'll roll the dice. And the dice landed up snake eyes. Yes.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. Curious to hear from Lions fans. Obviously, Darius Slay. I wouldn't say he's been a divisive player in the same way that Matthew Stafford is. And by divisive, I don't mean like, oh, he's a bad guy. Darius Slay is a good guy. So is Matthew Stafford. What I mean by divisive is if we open up the phone lines, we get half the people saying it's, he's overrated or overpaid, and the other half will say, no, he's good, he's worth the money. I think Darius Slay is a good player. I think the Lions are worse off without him. But nevertheless, I do think that's a lot of money to give to a guy who is not getting any younger. And so you wonder, look, if the Eagles contend for the NFC this year, they're back in the playoffs like they were last year. If they, you know, mount a Super Bowl charge and Darius Slay is a big part of it, then the money's worth it.
Yes, it definitely fills a need there. I mean, I don't know who they're playing besides their division, but he's going to go against, you know, Amari Cooper twice. He's going to be going up against, you know, people, whoever the Redskins guy is, and, you know, McLaurin and other people, you know, the Giants. So we'll see. Let's go to Mike in Detroit. You're a 97-1 the ticket.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I actually am a huge Darius Slay fan, and I don't mind this move at all. I think what this tells me, one, is that we're not done in the free agency. We're going to make a couple more moves. I think our team has gotten better through the free agency, and it does show a win-now mentality because, you know, Darius Slay, although he is good, Trufant's a great cornerback, and although he's not the same guy as he was before, he's still good. And with the defensive scheme we play, you might not need a shutdown corner because you're dropping, you know, seven guys back there.
Well, hold on 1 second. You said Trufant is a great cornerback. Slay's better. So does that mean
No. I think Slay's elite.
Okay.
Slay is better than Trufant.
So how, if they're going for win now, why don't you just keep Slay for one more year?
Well, I think what this allows them to do in the draft is they're going to trade down. They can still get Okuda if they trade down. And they can also get Brown, that D-tackle from Auburn. So they're rebuilding a brand new team.
Whoa.
They can't get both of them.
Jump in here. Well, how are they going to trade down and get both Okuda and Brown?
Well, you never know who's going to trade up to get them. I think they can get Okuda, and you don't know with the draft picks, what's going to happen? They could trade back up. I'm just thinking creatively. I don't know, but as a worst case scenario,
you are. Listen, you are an optimistic fan, which I really admire, and I know that there are some fans who are going to like this move because They don't think Darius Slay is worth the money. They do think that he's a little bit overrated. They think the big play Slay moniker. I mean, I think the if you want to look at a game that in a lot of fans' eyes sums up Darius Slay, it's that Charger game last year where he was grilled the entire day by Keenan Allen, but then made the big pick at the end of the game on Phil Rivers.
Receiver. Can I ask you one more thing before I go?
Yeah.
Would you rather have Trufant and a running back like Melvin Gordon or another elite player in the free agency that we can grab one more that's going to be a big splash, or Darius Slay?
I don't know. I don't need Melvin Gordon. Running backs, you'd overpay for in free agency, if you ask me. You know.
Well, let's say another top free agent then as well, or you know, in the top 15%.
That if they could pull that off, then yeah, maybe that would be a good move. But what bothers me the most, Jamie, is that they could have got more for Darius Slay at the trading deadline.
Yeah, they could have. They would have torched their fan base though if they had traded Diggs and Slay at the trading deadline last year. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because the fan base has been torched so much. You know, he makes a good point at the end there though, and I think it is a good reminder to us and to the fans and to everybody else that this is we're reacting to like the first two parts put on a car and not the finished product. We don't know where this is headed. There could be more free agents to come, and there is a draft to be had. And while a third and a fifth is not exactly very sexy for a player like Darius Slay, who was damn sexy, they are also trading chips. In addition to being potentially players, they are trading chips for the Lions to move up or move down and accrue more talent in the draft. Then you go back to, do you trust Bob Quinn to make those picks correctly? I will disagree vehemently. I don't see a scenario, and I'll defer to Mel and Todd on this one, where the Lions trade down and yet still end up with
Okuda and Brown
and Okuda. Unless we're watching draft day. Unless we're watching draft day, Stoney, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I believe that, is this Isaac? You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I don't know what's going on with this Lions offseason. I really don't. Darius Slay was the best defensive player that we've had for years. I don't think that he was incredibly expensive. Now you have a hole to fill again. We overpaid for an offensive lineman that was essentially a backup, and I think we paid him more than what Glasgow got on the open market. I don't know. I'm just at a loss, and I realize there's bigger things in the world. I guess our only hope is that the season's canceled. I mean, at least we know we'll have the number one pick moving forward, right?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all,
so you would rather have the coronavirus become such a huge health risk to America that it runs deep into the fall so long as the Lions don't play a single game? That's the trade-off you're looking for?
Well, now you word it that way, Jamie. You're right. That's a little selfish. But Lions aren't going to get better, that's for sure. They're not better than they were last year, and they were 3-12. I mean, what's the best move they've made this offseason, in your opinion?
I like Shelton, and I like Trufant. I just, you know, don't like them losing Slay.
They needed Slay. He was under contract. I don't understand it. I mean,
here's the reason, okay? And I agree with you. I would have kept him, and whatever, if he leaves after next year, fine. I would have kept him, but their feeling is he was going to leave anyway. They weren't going to pay him. Philly's paying him a hell of a lot. I mean, $30 million guaranteed for Darius Slay, that's a lot. He's 29 years old. This is the time of age where guys kind of go away. But if you want to win now, you keep Darius Slay. If you're rebuilding, it's not the worst move in the world. I just can't figure out why they didn't realize that they were going to trade him when they traded him. You know, they could have traded him and gotten more value last year. That's what's so short-sighted. Ticket text.
And I just want to say real quick, I was joking about the whole coronavirus. I mean, we were making light of it. And the caller even said, look, I know there's a lot more important things. We all do. But you know what? We need to escape from that a little bit. And I give thanks to the NFL for allowing this process to go on, because it does allow us to get all bent out of shape and get our tempers raging about stuff that really doesn't matter. But that's what's so great about the fact that it still kind of does. And we need that. Absolutely, we need that.
Ticket text, and it's kind of mixed. Third and a fifth, you have to be kidding me. This team is going to be straight ass next year. There need to be at least a second round in there. That's from John and Shelby. Somebody else, they needed to get rid of Slay, so they took their losses. Stoney, you're wrong. Trufant, just a shade below Slay. Better contract. Stop drinking now. Everyone is saying it's a bad trade for Slay. I'm sorry. He's only had one big year, 2017. Since then, he's asked for a new contract twice, yet his numbers have decreased at an age where cornerback numbers drop off dramatically at 30 to 31 historically. He has also become a locker room cancer with his criticism of the current regime and wants to be a top-paid corner, yet his play does not warrant it. Good riddance.
Is that from Alan Park?
I don't know. Yeah, we got to future roster cuts in return. Woo! Two future roster cuts in return. I know it was inevitable Slay was leaving, but this still sucks. Most notable Lion, love the community, been here his whole career. I don't know what's going on with Quinn and Patricia, but our best guys keep leaving and we're not winning, so. Another underwhelming move by the unqualified Quinn. And, of course, you knew this name was going to come up. Now trade Stafford to the Chargers for their number six, draft Tua, and then the best defensive player available. There's your rebuild.
Matthew Stafford for a number six?
Yeah.
Is that really what this come to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these are all the one thing I want to latch on to, which one of the texters said there, which I do tend to agree with, is the age. And it is one of those things where – is he still going to be an elite corner? I mean, even the best corners in football, you think about like Patrick Peterson, and, you know, they do start to go down just a little bit. You know, Revis Island was Revis Island until he wasn't, and that happened pretty quickly. Like when he went back to the Jets for the second time, it was like, it's not the same. So I do understand that financially it does make a lot of sense. It's just the whole, why can't they take strengths and add to those strengths? Why does it have to be Collins in and Kennard out? Why does it have to be Slay out and either Trufant in or Okuda in? That's not the way to improve a football team. That's a way to improve a football team potentially down the road with more financial flexibility, and that's not exactly the single most encouraging thing in the world.
Right. You can say, look, they were 3-12-1 with Darius Slay. So you can look at it that way as well.
That's true.
But like I said, my biggest problem was if you knew you were going to do this, you could have gotten more at the trading deadline. Maybe not the one you wanted.
Well, maybe they didn't know they were going to do this. You know, I mean, maybe they were frustrated a little bit with the way he was speaking out, but Matt Patricia's a defensive coach, and he knows that Darius Slay is a pretty damn good defensive player.
Yeah.
97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.